On the afternoon of July 11th, the high in Knoxville hit 91 degrees. A small crowd gathered inside Volunteer Ministry Center on Broadway, taking refuge from the beating sun outside. Getting inside into an air-conditioned environment is more than just a means for comfort. It can be vital for the people served by nonprofits such as VMC. One of them is Steve. He says finding drinking water is crucial.
It's kind of rough. I mean, if you don't have the right clothing, you could dehydrate very fast. You know, there's not too many places. I mean, around here, though, you can get water to hydrate, but usually it's hard to find that.
Peggy uses VMC's Resource Center.
I've never really been a Gatorade drinker, but I have found a favorite flavor now. And then the waters, you know, you find that different areas around here. You just have to want it and get it, you know. A lot of people don't want to drink water, but you know what? That's one of the things that you really need in this kind of weather.
For most Americans, summer is a season of vacations and swimming pools. But for many of the 8,700 homeless persons the Department of Housing and Urban Development counted in Tennessee in 2016, summer becomes a time of added struggle and health hazards. Gabriel Klein, Clinical Services Director at Volunteer Ministry Center, says for those who are considered street homeless, exposure to the elements is a round-the-clock concern.
If they are not involved in a program, they could be literally spending, you know, from 7 o'clock till about 4:30 in the afternoon out on the streets.
If left unchecked, dehydration can lead to heat stroke, and substance abuse or pre-existing medical conditions can make people even more vulnerable. Peggy says the heat puts a strain on her lungs.
There's a lot of different challenges. The one that I stay most concerned with is my breathing. The humidity here has been crazy. It hadn't really been this way, you know, past years. A lot of times, you know, when it gets to 85, 90 degrees, it's very, very hard for me to breathe. But yes, I have found myself actually sitting on the side, having trouble breathing. You know, really, it's hard to explain how bad it is and what it can become.
Gabriel Klein says a program called White Flag is designed to help nonprofit agencies recognize hot weather and take action to help the homeless.
White Flag is actually a collaborative effort. Volunteer Ministry Center participates, as does CARM and Salvation Army. And it is a program that provides inside shelter during extreme weather. So in the summertime, when the temperatures get up to 90 or above, we literally hang out a white flag and folks can come inside and just be inside in shelter and get water, even if they're not a member of our program.
Highs in Knoxville have hit 90 degrees or above more than a dozen times this month. Whether it's 90 or not, Steve says his summers revolve around finding shelter, finding water, and cooling off whenever he can.
If it's hot, I get on the bus or the trolley, or I go to the library, or I go to the park or somewhere there's water and cool down. But mostly when it's hot, I try to stay around this area because I know I can come in out of the heat. But as far as dealing with the temperatures and being homeless, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I mean, it can be really rough sometimes.
I'm Sophie Grossroad, WUOT News.